This is good, and I wasn't sure if we'd be able to do all them in one day. And not only that, I gave you a sheet that has songs with the major pentatonic on it, too. And it doesn't tell you what key. You can play them in any key. If you're unfamiliar with the melodies, you know you can listen to them online. That you can do on your own. But this is fun. Let's keep going. We're at Black Dog, Led Zeppelin, famous riff. So it tells you that we're in the key of A, fifth position. So what will be a minor pentatonic in the key of A? This should be an easy one. Yeah, good, you got it. That's an easy one, everyone knows. And then we have to decide what's going to be our octave. We could either choose this as our octave, or we could choose... Okay, I'm going to recommend the lower one, just because there's a lot of notes above, but there aren't any notes below. Does that make sense? So choose the lower octave so that you can get all those notes with the dots above them in the next octave up. So this is our main octave. Correct. So read at least, see if you can read at least the first four notes. Yeah, someone's got it already. Good, so you guys know what you're doing. See how far you can get on this. I'll be right back. You guys did well on your own here. I deliberately left you alone. And I'm gonna play it. The whole thing is... It takes a while to work that out, but I'm telling you, it's much better to do it the way you're doing it than to look at tablature. It makes you think more for sure, but then that thinking serves you in all the other music you ever play. So let's try and at least go through it a little bit slow. The first four notes. And then we got... Yep. And then we got 4-5, and then, you with me so far? And then we got, that last bit from the flat 7. Work that out. Now just, yeah, that's almost right. The last two notes would be 1 and 5. Bring it back one fret. Yeah. It's like a power chord. Have you ever seen what a power chord is? Power chord is just a 1 and 5. Like when you play like... Or like, those are all power chords. So I have to say that in real life, I don't necessarily play this lick only right in that position. I go outside it a little for convenience of fingering, but that's just me. I, you don't have to stay locked in. That, but it's not as nice as so I went out a little bit over here and a little bit over here just because it was more convenient. But because I understand the intervals, I can do that with any lick. If you just learning the tab and you don't know the intervals underneath it, it's gonna be impossible to like find your sweet spot. Does this make sense? There's so many permutations here. I want you guys to finish. See if you can finish the last two at home, and see if you can do the major pentatonic sheet as well. We'll have another lesson on this. Cool.